Good morning. I'd like to call the 9th Osage Nation Congress to order. Today's date is September 24th, 2025, and the time is 10:01 a.m. This is day 20 of our CJO session. Congressman Bucors, could you please take care of today's prayer?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come to you today. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we just ask that you again look down upon our mourners, dear Lord, Heavenly Father, and dear Lord, Heavenly Father, be with those people that are suffering from these mass shootings, dear Lord, Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, again, I just ask that you look down upon our veterans, those that are in harm's way, look down upon our little children's hearts and minds, and bless them. I ask all these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Congressman. Clerk, roll call, please.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Second Speaker Redcorn. Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
Speaker Shaw.
Present. We do have a quorum. We're now on approval of Day 19 Journal. Please take a moment to review the Journal of September 23rd, 2025.
Madam Chair.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to approve the journal dated September 23rd, 2025 as presented.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. The journal September 23rd, 2025 has been approved. We are now in reports of standing committees. Congressman Hamilton.
Good morning. The Health and Social Services Committee met yesterday regarding resolution number ONCR 2522, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the CC Apeka Board's annual plan of operations for fiscal year 2026. Final committee actions do pass. Voting yes was Bickhorst, Lemon, Maker, and Hamilton, one absent, Redcorn. Committee also met in regards to ONCA 2598, an act to provide an appropriation to CC Apeksop for fiscal year 2026 in the amount of $2,081,660 and to establish an alternate effective date. The final committee actions do pass. Voting yes was Bickhorst, Hamilton, Lemon, Maker, one absent, Redcorn.
Thank you, Congressman Hamilton. We're now on introductions of bills and or resolutions. Congresswoman Rivard.
Good morning, Speaker, Assistant Chief, colleagues. I'm introducing ONCA 25-120, which is an act to authorize and appropriate $1 million to the Osage Nation Property Improvement Fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard.
I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules and modify the agenda and place ONCA 25120 on first reading on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. We are now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you, Speaker. Reading ONCA 1 million to the appropriate, 1 million to the appropriate, 1 million to the Osage Nation Property Improvement Fund, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman Rivard. This OSCA 25120 will be assigned to the Appropriations Committee. We're now on General Order Day 1, second reading. Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you, Speaker. Reading ONCA 25-56, which is an act to amend the Treasury Law at 15 ONC 2-305 to prohibit unqualified and unappointed persons from serving as interim or acting treasurer and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to read ONCA 25-106. An act to require a waiver of sovereign immunity for the Osage Nation on a limited basis for lawsuits to be filed by the Osage Nation in other jurisdictions and to establish an alternative effective date. May I continue?
Yes, please.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading ONCA 25107, an act to amend the Attorney General Law at 15 ONC Section 3106 to require the Principal Chief to appoint an Attorney General within 120 days and to establish an alternate effective date. Also reading ONCA 25108, an act to amend the Treasury Law at 15 ONC Section 2304.1 to require the Principal Chief to appoint a treasurer within 120 days and to establish an alternate effective date. Also reading ONCA 25115, an act to amend 21 ONC Section 1303 Rule 1 of the Membership Act and to establish an alternate effective date. Madam Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 25-56, 25-106, 25-107, and 25-108 on General Order Day 2 on today's agenda.
There's a motion and a second. Just to be clear for the clerk, ONCA 25-56, ONCA 25106, ONCA 25107, ONCA 25108, and ONCA 25115, correct?
Madam Speaker, I did not include 25115.
Thank you. Motion and a second. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Motion passes. We are now on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 25102, an act to amend the Merit Employment Grievance Procedure to have grievances adjudicated by a third-party arbiter and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Keene. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, we're now on ONCA. ONCA 25102 will be advanced to third reading on tomorrow's agenda. Following engrossment, thank you. ONCA 25102, I apologize, that's the one that we just did. ONCA 25110, An act to place limitations on the campaign donations from appointed officials to candidates running for an elected office of the Osage Nation. The sponsor is Congresswoman Good Fox. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, ONCA 25110 will advance to third reading after engrossment on tomorrow's agenda. ONCA 25106, ONCA 2556, an act to amend the Treasury Law at ONCA Section 2-305 to prohibit unqualified and unappointed persons from serving as interim or acting treasurer and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Refard. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, ONCA 2556 will advance to third reading after engrossment on tomorrow's agenda. ONCA 25106, an act to require waiver of sovereign immunity of the Osage Nation on an unlimited basis for lawsuits to be filed by the Osage Nation in other jurisdictions and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, ONCA 25106 will advance to third reading on tomorrow's agenda after engrossment. ONCA 25107, an act to amend the Attorney General Law at 15 ONC Section 3-106 to require the Principal Chief to appoint an Attorney General within 120 days and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, ONCA 25107 will advance to third reading after engrossment on tomorrow's agenda. ONCA 25108, an act to amend the Treasury Law at 15 ONC Section 2-304.1 to require the Principal Chief to appoint a treasurer within 120 days and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, ONC 25108 will advance to third reading after engrossment on tomorrow's agenda. ONCR 2523, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction to Bank of Oklahoma Financial, NABOKFNA, for business account services to the Osage Nation. The sponsor is Congressman Big Horse. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, ONCR 2523 will advance to third reading after engrossment on tomorrow's agenda. We are now on motions and notices.
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes, ma'am. Culture Committee will meet immediately following session.
Thank you. Congresswoman Refard.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. Commerce and Gaming will meet today from 1 until 3, and Appropriations will meet from 3 to 5.
Thank you very much. Anything else? Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Second. Motion in a second. In discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. We are adjourned. Thank you and have a good day.